If someone has hurt us intentionally or unintentionally, how can we forgive them? There are three different aspects which should not be confused. There is forgiveness as an emotion, and there is forgiveness as an action, and there is forgiveness as understanding and giving up and forgiving the intention of the person. Forgiveness as an emotion, I'll explain what I mean by this. Forgiveness as an emotion means that as long as we hold grudge against people, it is we who hurt ourselves more than them. Now, holding a grudge against others is like carrying a burning piece of coal with us, hoping to hurl it at someone. Now, whenever we may get to hurl it, before that we are carrying it for so long. So forgiveness burns us much more than it hurts others. So not forgiveness, the revengefulness that burns us much more than others. So forgiveness as an emotion is something which is good for us. So you think, okay, whatever has happened, at some level, nobody can do anything without the sanction of God. So even if this person has hurt me, ultimately it must be some bad karma that I had done in the past, because of which this has happened to me. So forgiveness as an emotion is good for our own emotional health. And by looking at that, whatever has happened is because of my past karma, we can forgive. That as an emotion, it is actually enlightened selfishness. It is for our own good that we forgive. But that is just the first way of forgiveness. Forgiveness as an action is something which is different. That means if somebody has done something wrong, what is going to be the effect? I may say, okay, I'm not going to do anything. I forgive and forget, we may say. But if that is going to make those people feel that they can again and again get away with similar wrong things, then by forgiving, the principle of forgiveness has to be counterbalanced with the principle of justice. And if that person, if that was accidental, in the sense that they were not malevolent, they did not understand what they were doing or whatever, then at that time forgiveness as an action is also fine. Because that was accidental, it was not malicious. So they are not going to do it again, and they are not going to use the forgiveness as a license for doing it again and again. See, the Pandavas, we see repeatedly, they forgive, you know, the Kauravas, they poisoned Bhima, they tried to burn them alive, they are ready to forgive at that time. But when they try to dishonor Draupadi, at that time the Pandavas are like, this is just going too far. And Krishna himself told, now you have to take assertive action. So forgiveness is an important virtue, and quite often we become vengeful about small things. So in today's culture, forgiveness is often much more needed, because otherwise we just hold on to grudges too much. But forgiveness is not a singular virtue at the expense of everything else. At other times, there is the principle of justice also, which is important. So in a relationship, we can forgive others, but we can't always trust others. This is the third thing I'm talking about, intention. Now, forgiveness is for the past. Trust is for the future. And the two are different. For what people have done in the past, we may forgive them. But that does not mean that we can trust them. Forgiveness can be given, but trust has to be earned. They have to show through their actions that they have learned their lesson, that they are not going to do this again. So if we equate forgiveness and trust, then we will not be able to forgive also. Forgiving someone doesn't mean trusting that person. Forgiving someone simply means that we don't hold a grudge against that person. But trusting means, you know, we allow them to come close, we give that which is valuable and important to them to take care of or to administer. So a person who has done wrong, immediately trusting them again may well be irresponsible on our part. So if a child is there and a child has just irresponsibly lost a lot of money, if the mother again, I forgive you, and again enters a lot of money, the child, that's not forgiveness. Or that's not a sensible thing to do. Child has to show that he has learned the lesson, is careful about money. And this is a simple example I am giving. But the point is that trust is something which the other person has to earn. So for our own emotional health, we can forgive. I mean, I'm not holding grudge against them. But practically, what we need to do so that particular behavior is not repeated, that will vary according to the disposition of the person, according to the way that person is either changing or not changing. And in some cases, If that person changes properly, truly regrets and repents, then we can transfer that forgiveness will transform into trust. But otherwise, you know, if that person has hurt us and is not ready to even acknowledge that I made something, made some mistake, or to speak of, do something to correct it, then we may have to create some safe distance between us and them so that we are not hurt again. So actually, this is a big subject. I have a full seminar on Is Forgiveness Practical? And on my website, thespiritualscientist.com, there is also a full article on this topic. But if you just broadly understand these principles, forgiveness is good for our own emotional health. Forgiving is not the same as trusting. And depending on the way they reciprocate, what our forgiveness means in practical terms, whether we allow them back into our trusted circle or we keep a distance between them, that we will have to see based on timely circumstances. Thank you very much. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan Ki.